The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 26th of June, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet and memoirist Laurie Lee, born in the village of Stroud in Gloucestershire, England, in 1914, the 11th of 12 children in the family. Stroud was a tiny village where everyone lived in crumbling houses, big families, no electricity or running water. Laurie Lee said, "We lived at the mercy of the seasons, saw little of the outside world, cooked on wood fires, and went to bed by candlelight. I belonged to a kind of tribal community which had lasted for 1,000 years, but which has since died out, and I saw the last of it." As a boy, he learned to play violin. He liked to write poetry. He started off writing, dropped out of high school when he was 15, worked as an errand boy, decided to see the world. He walked all the way to London, took him about a month, sleeping in fields, making money during the day, playing his violin in villages, taking odd jobs. He didn't care for London. He said there was a smell of rank oil, rotting fish and vegetables, hot pavement and trodden tar, and a sense of surging pressure, the heavy, used-up air of the cheek-by-jowl life around me. He took off to Spain, saw the Spanish Civil War, published many books of poetry during the 40s, and then began to write his memoirs, for which he is best remembered, including Cider with Rosie, a famous book when it came out in 1959. Near the end of his life, Laurie Lee moved back to his hometown and found out that he'd become famous. Tourists came to see the village, and once a tourist walking past his garden asked him if he knew where Laurie Lee was buried. And today is the birthday of novelist Pearl S. Buck, born Pearl Seidenstricker in Hillsboro, West Virginia, 1892. Her parents were Presbyterian missionaries in China. They took the child back to China with them when she was just 3 months old. She grew up there. Her parents lived in a Chinese community, and Pearl learned to speak Chinese before she learned to speak English, considered herself to be Chinese. Came to this country when she was 17 to study psychology, went back to China to care for her mother, who was ill, wound up spending another 15 years there, marrying a missionary and teaching English. In 1922, she wrote a description of Chinese daily life and sent it to the Atlantic Monthly, which began to publish her articles regularly. Wrote a novel, East Wind, West Wind, in 1930, and the following year, 1931, wrote The Good Earth, the first book by an American portraying the ordinary lives of Chinese people. It was an international bestseller, and Pearl Buck won the Nobel Prize for Literature a few years later. Here's a poem for today by Anthony Hecht, Naming the Animals. Having commanded Adam to bestow names upon all the creatures, God withdrew to empyrean palaces of blue that warm and windless morning long ago, and seemed to take no notice of the vexed look on the young man's face as he took thought of all the miracles the Lord had wrought, now to be labeled, dubbed, yclept, indexed, before an addled mind and puddle brow, the feathered nation and the finny prey passed by. There went biped and quadruped. Adam looked forth with bottomless dismay into the tragic eyes of his first cow and shyly ventured, "Thou shalt be called Fred." A poem by Anthony Hecht, Naming the Animals, from his collected later poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.